Greetings from outdoors. Why is it that when men speak derogatorily of women, they refer to them as animals? This beastly name-calling evidently dates back at least to Shakespeare's time, for the Bard referred to Kate as a shrew in his play, The Taming of the Shrew. Admittedly, to describe a vicious, aggressive individual, the type who, when she opens her mouth, poison seems to flow forth, well, that name may have been apt, if the shrew fits. Shrews are ferocious little mammals, stubby gray creatures with no external ears, diminutive eyes, and elongated pointed snouts. They live life in the fast lane in perpetual motion, ceaseless in their frenzied search for the next meal. A shrew must eat 3 times its body weight each day. Our local short-tailed shrew, which is a mere 3 inches in length, is able to subdue mice and birds because poison really does flow from its mouth. Shrew saliva is toxic, and the poison can paralyze small prey. The Tame of the Shrew is one of my favorite comedies, but I have to say that Shakespeare knew more about human nature than about small predatory animals. The taming techniques would never have worked on a real shrew. You see, a shrew will die of shock in minutes if it's confined, and it will starve if it does not eat every few hours. Withhold food, and you won't have a tame shrew. You'll have a tiny dead one. I'm Kagan Haringa, outdoors.